people should realize we're in a new era. The idea of your nice little green grass, getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
They're tearing down kitty forts in Utah and banning fast food in Idaho, but this month we return once again to California to highlight the most obnoxious finger wagger.
Governor Jerry Brown issued a statewide mandate. Statewide mandate for reductions in water use by a lot.
Listen up, you bad boys and girls. Governor Brown says your water hoggery won't be tolerated. Behold his unprecedented executive order where scofflaws could face $500 a day fines and court action to boot.
It's going to affect golf courses, people's lawns,
and people who wash their cars or shower more than the governor wants them to. But what won't be affected as much is the agriculture industry, which guzzles about 80% of the state's water. In fact, growing just one crop, almonds, uses more water than all the homes and businesses in LA and San Francisco combined.
As Californians, we have to pull together and save water in every way we can.
Unless you're well connected. Sacramento politicians keep water artificially cheap for their pals in the ag industry, and Sacramento residents pay a flat rate regardless of how much water they use. But Brown and company never miss an opportunity to scold the rest of us for hosing down our Hondas.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow.
Look, no snow in a spot where there's supposed to be lots of snow. That's right, Governor, nature gives us droughts, but politicians make water shortages. You and your crew have been making them for decades. Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, special thanks to Ross, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.